Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A major piece of legislation is going to hit Wisconsin soon. The budget shows that we may have a $2.9 billion surplus. It's a great thing. Great stewardship by a Democratic governor. The rainy day fund is full. We're fully protected in our rainy day fund. Evers is suggesting using $1.7 billion of it on tax research rebates and education. And here are the bones of his proposal. He would send a tax rebate of $150 per Wisconsin resident. That means a family with two kids would get $600. Each person gets $150. He would put $750 million into education. And hear how that breaks down. There's going to be $103 million, which is tax breaks. The education part is separate for a second. But $103 million in tax breaks for people who take care of family members, $29 million in tax credits for childcare costs. On education, you're going to have $611 million K through 12, $111 million for the UW system, $28 million for technical colleges. So $750 for education, a total of $816 million for some of the, including education for these other things. The $150 per resident takes care of the rest. The total is $1.7 billion, still plenty for the rainy day fund. Let me give you some historical context on this. Because some people say, well, and I would be one, my initial inclination would be, look, why don't you take that money and rebuild our educational system, period. Put in more than you're putting in for K-12, for childcare, and for the UW system. The Republican Party has starved the UW system, degraded its mission, degraded its prestige around the world. University of Stevens Point almost got rid of its liberal arts programs, finally restored them. UWM, an R1 research institution, is continuing to chip away because of starvation by the Republican legislature. Their economics department is badly impacted. Their language departments are badly impacted. We are giving up good professors, good graduate students. They're going elsewhere. The Republican Party is poisoning the UW system, the gerrymandered Republican majority. The reason why Evers is going to do a tax rebate for much of this, of $150 per resident, $600 for a family with two kids, is he knows history. There was a governor named Lee Dreyfus. Lee Dreyfus ran for governor in 1978. Pat Lucey had just gone to be ambassador to Mexico. Pat Lucey was one of the greatest governors in the history of the state, all fighting Bob La Follette. His lieutenant governor, Marty Schreiber, whom I know, good man, friend of mine, took over as acting governor, and he ran against Lee Dreyfus. In that campaign in 1978, Lee Dreyfus, there was a big surplus. And instead of the Democrats boasting about it and saying that this shows their good stewardship, which it did, they're equivocal, and Lee Dreyfus said, I'm going to give it back to the people. These are taxes that were collected. They're not needed. They should go back to the taxpayers. And that became the defining signature issue in the campaign. Lee Dreyfus beat Marty Schreiber. And then they rebated the money. So Democrats now know about that. They're following that. And what they've done now is put Voss and the corrupt gerrymandered Republican majority into a box. Because now Voss is saying, no, don't give it back to the taxpayers. If Evers had not given some of it back to the taxpayers, Voss would have said, give it to the taxpayers. Voss is on the wrong side of that argument. Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, is the establishment candidate for the Republican nomination for governor, attacks Evers and says, well, what we need is comprehensive tax reform, so let's sit on this for a while, blah, blah, blah. The sad thing is that this requires the legislature to approve it. They have to submit it as a vote. They have to submit it as a bill. It's a budgetary item. And then Evers would sign it. I do not think that they are going to go along with it. They're going to find some way to sneak around and say it's a bad thing. But in the campaign, and this is very much about messaging in the campaign, Evers can say, I wanted to give $150 per resident, $600 for a family of two. You're the taxpayers. They're wasting money on Gableman and other things. They wasted money on Foxconn. They turned down Medicaid and train money. I'm giving you back some of your money, and they want to put their greedy paws around that too. That's what's happening here. As far as the specifics go, $611 million for K-12 is fine. $111 million for the UW system is woefully inadequate. Why don't we put an infusion of money into our universities? Why doesn't UWM have the resources to beef back up their economics department, which is one of the best in the world, and their language departments, and liberal arts departments and economics departments around the state? Why not? Why not? The UW system is the cultural and financial engine of the state. The cultural and financial engine of the state. And you have know-nothings, anti-intellectuals, hacks subservient to their donors in the Republican Party who are starving the university. But at least $111 million is a start. It's not enough. $28 million for technical colleges. How about a lot more than that? Are you kidding me, MATC? Are you kidding me? They provide needed education to a whole generation of working people. You know, you have computer-assisted manufacturing. You can't just walk into a metal-bending shop anymore and have a good long career with a pension and health care. You have to have a skill, and a lot of people get at the technical college. What do you mean, $28 million? More than that. And I'll tell you what is the legislature going to do? I don't know. If they won't pass anything, that money is going to sit there. And there'll be a contest in this gubernatorial election coming up between the Duchess of Foxconn or Mad Dog Nicholson, who's jumping in. We'll talk about him in a while, against Evers. And you know what'll happen to money under Republicans. It disappears. It disappears. Goes to a Chinese company who never manufactures anything. And we get left holding the bag for $1 billion. Turns down federal money because it doesn't like the federal government, even though it's our taxpayers. We're all federal taxpayers. And it will take the taxpayer bank account for Gableman and any other skullduggery they're up to. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. It's time to call a spade a spade. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.